Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls
and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yay.
We're both wearing green.
We are.
I found out last night, like very last minute, that I don't own very much green.
I don't either.
I went to go to my closet and it was either this like thermal shirt that I'm wearing or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirt. So decided to go with the thermal, but I don't feel very feminine right now.
I don't have anything.
Chop down a tree or something.
I don't own anything like true green. Like this is like very olive, or I have like mint green.
Yeah.
And even my shirt for the parade was green with, or was gray with green writing on it.
Yeah. So I need to go shopping.
Green doesn't work well for me.
Why?
I think it just doesn't.
Look great in green.
Thank you. I feel like green and red for me have always been colors I don't wear. They remind me of Christmas.
I've always been very open to my colors. I was recently told by Steve that gray does not look good on me. I had no idea. I have so much gray. Hmm. I thought it was kind of one of those colors that like black. Yeah,
everybody could wear.
He's like, yeah, you know gray doesn't look very good on you. And I was like, no, I don't. What are you talking about, dude?
I definitely thought gray, black, and white were like across the board everybody could wear them. I thought like the navies and browns were kind of like...
Right.
Well, that's good to know. Now I'm going to have to start asking around.
Don't ask Steve. Oh, so St. Patrick's Day. We are lame. We're sitting here in the basement.
We are.
We are not drinking green beer. Someone at work asked me if I was going to drink green beer when I was leaving, and I was like, no, not 21 anymore. I'm good. I'm tired. It's 4:30. I'm ready to go home and chill.
Right? And Denver does it on the weekend.
Right. Yes, so anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day. And I found an article that was kind of enlightening when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. Because when you think St. Patrick's Day, you think of getting drunk, drinking green beer, wearing green, and all this stuff. So hanging out with a little 9-year-old this weekend, she asked me who St. Patrick was. So I Googled and I was like, wow, we're all idiots. We really are.
Well, you know that most of the holidays we celebrate are a lie. Like Columbus Day is a lie. It's a blatant lie.
Right.
So I think most of them tend to be.
So let's share some of these truths about St. Patrick's Day. And if I break your St. Patrick's Day heart, I'm very sorry. All right. St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. Historians believe he was born in what is now England, Scotland, or Wales.
Which I think that a lot of people living in Ireland have a descent of one of those three.
Right.
Tend to, anyway. Number 9 is that St. Patrick's color is blue.
Yep, not green.
Which makes sense if he was Scottish, because they're blue.
So, basically, the St. Patrick's Day as we know it was invented in America. Catholic University's Irish-American expert Timothy Meager explains that St. Patrick's Day celebrations began in the 18th century in American cities with large Irish immigrant populace. So that's super.
Mm-hmm. Number 7 is March 17th is the day St. Patrick died.
So we're celebrating his death.
I think that that tends to be the case with most saints.
Yeah.
Like St. Days.
But should you be celebrating a death? Shouldn't you celebrate his birth?
Well, I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
There's going to be too much controversy on that one.
St. Patrick didn't drive all the snakes from Ireland, which I had heard before, probably because there's no evidence that snakes have ever existed in Ireland. The climate is much too chilly for them.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. This one I did know. The shamrock isn't the symbol of Ireland. You can find shamrocks, of course, in the Emerald Isle, but the real symbol is the harp.
This one I found to be quite interesting. St. Patrick's Day used to be a dry holiday. Today's booze bags look to the holiday as a great excuse to start drinking Guinness at 9 a.m. Until 1970, however, all pubs in Ireland were closed in observance of the religious day.
That makes sense, because obviously, St. Patrick started as a religious holiday. Number 3, corned beef and cabbage isn't a traditional Irish dish.
How disappointing.
I feel like potatoes are the only Irish dish.
There are more Irish people living in the U.S. than Ireland. The population of Ireland is about 4.2 million. In contrast, there are around 34 million people of Irish descent living in America.
maybe this is just me, but I feel like the majority of people I talk to have some Irish in them, like a large amount.
Right. We're all a bunch of immigrants.
But I think, well, like, I, you know, like, there's some people who are like, no, I'm just, and I know people mm-hmm. who are 100%, you know, one ethnicity or the other. But I feel like when you talk to people, I would say 95% of the people I ever talk to about this are like, oh, yeah, I'm part Irish, or I am, like,
right.
have some kind of.
Which makes sense with that high of a number.
They must, Irish people must repopulate like crazy.
They drink a lot.
And the number one, the last one is, your odds of finding a four-leaf clover are slim to none. It's 1 in 10,000 to be exact.
That's crazy. I have seen a lot of four-leaf clovers in my lifetime. I haven't found them, but other people have.
Hmm. Maybe they're not
rare. I didn't realize how rare they were.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. Either way, we're going to continue to celebrate St. Patrick's Day the way that Americans do, by getting drunk and acting a fool.
I mean, I figure if we still celebrate Columbus Day, right. might as well keep celebrating this one that way.
Right. All right. So on our Facebook last week, someone posted an idea for us to kind of focus on for this week's show.
They did.
And I really, really liked it, because it was kind of like, huh, that's a great idea. It's very us. Because last week we were like, we need to be healthy. And this person said, well, we know what we should be doing, but why don't you focus on maybe like fashion trends for spring? Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, you should be our producer. And because that is freaking genius. So we found some great things to kind of highlight for spring 2014.
Because it's coming.
Yeah, March 21st.
They're always either the 20th, 21st, or 22nd. Right. Which ones are which? Don't ask me.
Right. And if you're in Denver, you might not feel like spring completely until like June. But the official start of spring is March.
I feel like you get random days of spring here.
Right. Like today it was 70 and sunny.
And tomorrow it's going to snow.
Right. I remember a couple years ago, maybe even last year, we got snow like April 6th.
Yeah, it happens.
It does. But we can still dress cute and make mm-hmm. it work. One thing I've been seeing a lot of, and it's first on this list, is the chevron print.
I love chevron, because horizontal stripes are not flattering, because they make you look wider.
Right.
So I think that chevron is more flattering, and it's close enough to stripes for me that I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one on the list is a black and white combo. I think that this is
always
classic. A classic. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bold, bright accessories, like chunky, big, bold, and bright. I've seen a lot of that at the mall yesterday.
And I feel like that's been kind of going on, like an ongoing trend, like mm-hmm. last year as well.
Right.
And this one as well. Mm-hmm. The next one is coral anything. And I love me some coral.
It's a pretty color.
I think it complements most people.
Mm-hmm. A denim jacket is always good.
I need to get me a new one. I do like denim
jackets. I don't have one at all.
I have one, but I need another. The one I have is a little too big.
Oh.
The next one is statement jewelry.
Which I went to the icing yesterday, the new icing.
Oh, isn't that one awesome?
They have a lot of statement jewelry. Mm-hmm. Wedge heels, which I love. I find them so much easier to walk in. So much easier than high heels.
They really are. They're a lot easier.
Yeah. Continuing on with this trend, some other things for the spring.
Essentials, yeah.
Yes.
Are skirts and shirts. So that's kind of been the trend, is like that maxi skirt with like a simple t-shirt or a button-up shirt. I mean, I think that it's really easy to just pair them, and you can dress them up, make them casual.
And it's very diverse.
Yeah, and you can buy multiple pieces and just kind of keep mixing and matching, which I like.
Right. Do you have a lot of skirts like that?
More than I am comfortable sharing.
Really? Wow, I have no idea.
Maxi dresses and maxi skirts are pretty much what I live in from, like, April on, I feel like.
They're very comfortable.
They're like the dressy version of yoga pants.
Right. The dressy version of yoga
pants. And they're acceptable to wear in public.
There you go. Contrast colors. What does that mean? In short, contrast colors are It's been a long freaking Monday. Contrast collars, not colors. Hello. Contrast collars are collars that are different to your shirt. The trend has popped up a couple of times in the last few years, mainly in the form of Peter Pan collars, which, I don't know. I don't know really what they are.
They're like those rounded collars.
Oh.
Like where they don't come to a point. I don't like them. I think they're very, someone's going to kill me for this. I think they're very matronly looking. Uh-huh. I personally don't like the look, but if you can rock it, then good for you.
That's true.
The next one is T-length skirts.
And I think these, when it says T-length, what does it mean?
Exactly? It means kind of like, so it's basically right below your knee. It's not full to the floor.
Right.
It's
so kind of right hit your calf, right?
Like your high calf, like literally right where your kneecap kind of ends there.
So I have some big calves, and skirts like this make them look bigger.
Yeah, I think that you have to have the right body type for this. I personally am way too short.
Specifically legs.
Yeah, like
long, thin legs.
Yeah, I'm too short, and it just emphasizes how short I am.
Right. But if you can rock a T-length skirt, you go right ahead, because mm-hmm. 2004 essential.
And, oh, you're up for the next one.
Oh, yes. Pastels.
I love.
Hate.
Do pastels. You?
Yes.
I think it's because really you're do. Blonde.
You think?
I think that.
Pastels wash me out.
I was going to say that. And I think for me, because I have dark hair, you could probably rock it. I love pastels.
What's your favorite pastel?
All of them? No, literally.
You couldn't see, but I kind of rolled my eyes at her. I'm
like I think the only one I don't really like is pastel blue.
Okay.
Because I like navy a lot, and mm-hmm. I don't love... Actually, I do like pastel yellow. It's like about the only yellow you'll ever catch me in.
I like yellow. But not pastel yellow. I like bold colors.
I like both. Like, I am definitely, like, a pastel girl mm-hmm. and then, like, a neon girl.
Right.
And the next one is baseball jackets. I've been seeing this a lot lately, that
I trend. Thought Taylor Swift started it. I don't know why I thought that. Maybe because of her video back, like, I don't know, several years ago where she plays, like, the band geek. And mm-hmm. I don't know why. So now every time I see them...
Like I think that
the school type
her and also Glee. I think that became very popular. So I think just a lot of the things coming out. I personally don't have one.
I don't either.
Okay.
I've seen them everywhere though.
Yeah.
And then I've seen them on sale everywhere because no one's buying them. So I don't know why they're on this list. Next.
You're up.
No, I thought I just did. Oh, I didn't. Wow. I am not even drinking wine this week. I'm seriously exhausted. Wow. Okay, I like this one. Wide leg trousers. These look so comfy.
They do, and I have been contemplating. I was almost going to buy them last season, and then I was like, I really, really want to buy them. My concern is that because I'm so short, it might make me look stumpier than I am. Like, it might be something that a taller girl could pull off, but I do love them. I think they're adorable.
The ones in this picture are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of the ones I have seen have been super cute.
And I feel like they're kind of along the same thing as like a maxi skirt. You can just easily pair a t-shirt with them and make them casual or mm-hmm. dress them up easily.
And if you're like me and you have thunder thighs and thunder calves, unlike the leggings, they don't make you look chunky.
Right. So the next one is box jackets. Basically, they're just shorter jackets.
Right.
They don't work on me.
They don't?
No. I can do like a waist like bomber type jacket, but one that's like cropped more than like a rib cage crop doesn't work for me.
Hmm. I've seen a lot of those as well.
Everything's cropped this season.
Yeah. I freaking feel old. I'm like, I'm too old to be wearing. I'm like, a crop
I can't
top.
Pull this. You're up.
The next one is light sweaters. Let's see. I love sweaters, especially living here in Colorado, because even in the summertime, once that sun goes down,
yes,
it's a little chilly, a lot chilly, really. And so to see this, I'm kind of loving it. So
I like it. I mean, I'm always down for a sweater, and they're easy to throw over, like mm-hmm. as the summer nights cool down. And the last one is that orange is the new black.
I don't know about that.
You won't catch me dead in orange.
Orange is fall to me.
I agree. And I heard that this year's spring color is radiant orchid.
Yeah.
That I'll rock that. Not orange.
That's kind of been the color of 2014, mm-hmm. right?
I and like
so
it.
So my toes are that color right now because I'm trying to be trendy, but no one sees my toes in March. I don't know. So Steve, I'm trying to be trendy for Steve. I don't know. A big thing that I have to remember is the transition of makeup from fall, winter to spring.
I know.
I get stuck on colors that I love.
Me too.
I love my purple, I love my pink, and I kind of try and use them all year round. And like red lipstick, I need to remember it's not something you wear in the spring and summer.
And I'm very, I love the berry tones. And I love, and for my eyes, I'm a big like taupe, goldishy, so like that, like, you know, those warm brown mm-hmm. kind of, so I have to remember to transition those out too.
But no, I've seen some like gold in the spring look.
Yeah.
So I think you
can.
Awesome.
I can think I can definitely pull gold, but the more like deeper browns and mm-hmm. taupes, I need to hang yes. up for a little while.
So what are we gonna do? We're gonna help give you some ideas on ways to transition your makeup for the seasons.
We are.
Like we kind of said, pack away your burgundy and red lipstick. Even though you love it, like me, pack it away, save it for the fall.
Yes. And you can kind of start breaking out like the corals, the mauves, mm-hmm. if you really, really like those colors.
Right.
And the next one is to switch from lipstick to a gloss.
Yes.
I don't know why. Lipstick always just kind of makes people think winter. It's a lot. I think because it's heavier. Mm-hmm. And definitely. Gloss has that like shiny, dewy look.
That's true. Yeah. But you have to apply it more.
Yes. The thing I like is that gloss doesn't show chapped lips as much as mattes do.
True.
So I'm excited.
True. Like we said, you got to try some orchid. Orchid is the color to wear in 2014 and has been named as the color of the year by Pantone, mm-hmm. whoever they or he or she is. It's actually a great color for almost everyone. It works equally well for blondes, brunettes, and redheads. It flatters practically every skin tone. So
I like it. I've seen a lot of like purpley lipsticks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have the confidence to pull that.
I don't think I do. I'll stick with the lip gloss.
Yeah. The next one is bump your foundation up. When spring begins to bloom in all of its beautiful ways, our skin begins to warm up too. This means that we can bump up our foundation by a shade or two.
Now, I know some people that drop the foundation for summer. I don't know how to do that. I can't, really.
I tend to drop the foundation for summer and do a BB cream or a tinted moisturizer instead.
Something that's lighter, right?
Yeah.
All right, are we on number 5?
We are.
Dang. Go for paler eyeshadow. Smoky eyes are great with a nude lip, and you can wear that look often. But as spring comes along, go paler. Nude eyeshadows and brighter lips.
Swap I like
that. Out colors and try some new looks.
I like that idea. And my favorite is try a bit of sparkle.
I love glitter.
Me too. Sparkle's always good, and it's in season year-round. But as spring and summertime, you know, come, you can start to add in more shimmer. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not just a holiday season.
It's true. Now, every time I go to the nail salon, which is every 2 weeks, I sit there, and I look at all the colors they offer, and I'm always like, what is trendy? It says that the next thing you should do is embrace spring nail colors. Well, I want a website that is like, that says these are the nail colors.
You have to watch like what Essie's spring, like, I always watch for whatever Essie's spring line is. I know those are going to be the in colors. And the same thing, because they put out a spring line, a summer line, a fall line, and a winter line. And there's usually like 4 or 5 colors in it. And they tend to... This could also be the reason why I have 1,000 nail polishes.
That's a great inside, like, information. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have a clue.
Yep.
So, Essie, I'll just go to their website mm-hmm. right before going to my nail appointment and be like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yep.
Like, this last time, I just kind of got nude. She's like, are you sure you want that color? I'm like, yeah, I can't decide what else I want. And it's kind of weird. Like, I didn't want to do green because I got my nails done on Thursday. That means they would have been green for like a week and a half. No, but you do your own nails. So
I
you
do.
Could take them off whenever. I get mine done every 2 weeks. So they would have been green for a week and a half
yeah.
after St. Patrick's Day. And then I would have just looked odd, in my opinion.
Green is a spring. This is definitely one of the spring colors, though. And, but I did green. I'm going to change mine probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
that's a cute green.
Thank you. It's Essie.
It's Essie. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Now, going along with makeup, I have kind of become obsessed within the last year because of you with YouTube videos about how to do your makeup, what's hot in makeup, and I have never in my life owned as many makeup brushes as I do now.
I've never in my life owned as much makeup brushes, tools, makeup in general, and hair products. Like,
I used to have like the eyeshadow that I would wear, the eyeliner, the mascara, the foundation, like one of each. And when it would run out, I would refill it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I have two sets of those plastic drawers in my bathroom with all this crap. And when I say crap, it's crap I love. Because now I love the fact that I have different kinds of eyeliner, different shades. It's it's awesome. So we're going to go over some makeup tools that you have to have in order to obtain that flawless look. Go ahead, Ashley.
So the first one is the blender sponge.
Which, how long have these been around? Because I kind of feel like they're new. But is it just because I'm just realizing that they're around?
Well, you could always buy the like cheap wedge sponge. You know what I mean?
I still use those.
But these...
Blend.
And so I always hated the cheap wedges because I felt like they absorbed more of my makeup than they put on my face. So I was always like a use my fingers kind of person.
And that's a lot of oil.
Well, I'm big on washing my hands before I do makeup. But it's just, yeah, it's like just a mess. So I got one of these because I kept hearing all this stuff. And I was very, very skeptical about it because I'm like, how do I know this isn't going to absorb more? The difference with these is that you dampen them. And so they expand. And I like it because I think that they give more of a lighter application than like a heavy, cakey feel because of that. Right. Kind
Maybe
of dampness. Maybe
I need to look into getting one for the spring.
And so some of them are pricey. I think
the
I got
Beauty
mine.
Beauty Blender is the name brand, right?
Yeah. I got one, the Real Techniques one.
Yeah.
Because they tend to be cheaper. And I love it. I think it's just as great. And, you know, you can wash them just like you
and
do
you
a makeup brush.
And you can get that
brush.
At
Ulta. I think that, I want to say that Walmart carries Real Techniques, but I don't know that they carry the full
right
line of it.
This next one kind of sounds like a no-brainer, but maybe it's not. A mascara wand, preferably one that hasn't been used. You can purchase mascara wands from your local drugstore. Mascara wands are perfect for grooming, taming, and helping to shape your eyebrows.
I actually don't own one.
You don't?
Because all of my eyebrow applicators came with one, so I just use the ones that they come with.
I've seen those disposable ones.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're maybe referring to. I don't know.
The next one is an eyelash comb.
Which I have like five of these and I never use them.
You don't? Anytime my mascara gets clumped, this
I've
is going
to
sound horrible. I don't use the comb side. I use the bristlier side because it will break up the mascara more. So I use that and I don't ever actually use them on my... Oh, yeah. I was thinking they were eyebrows for some reason. No, I use them on my eyelashes.
Yeah.
But I like them. And they always tend to come with, like, any set of makeup brushes
any
you
set.
Get.
That's why I have so many.
Yeah.
The next thing is a blush brush. Blush should never be applied with a foundation brush. Again, until recently, I didn't know there was a difference. And if you want to start off with different brushes that are kind of not as pricey, e.l.f. is a great brand to try... to kind of get used to using them. I love them. I know you don't. You've had bad luck with them.
I have. I've had
not.
Shedding.
Yeah, I haven't had any shedding.
I think that e.l.f. has two lines, though. I think they have what they call their studio line and then their basic line. And the studio, obviously the basic line is much cheaper. They're like a dollar. But the studio line is $3, which is still dirt cheap.
Right.
I think I would recommend going the studio line. I've just noticed, like I said, mine shed a lot.
But again, they're $3.
Yeah.
So,
and if you're looking for ones that you are going to keep a little bit more, but you don't want to spend the money, I think the Real Technique ones are really good quality, or the Eco Tools. Those are also cheap. They usually come in sets too.
And those are in Walmart. I know Eco Tools are.
Yep.
And just make sure you clean them. Like a lot of people I think, might not know to do that. And I use baby shampoo.
I use a combination of Dawn dish mm-hmm. detergent or dish soap and olive oil mixed on a plate.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See, I just use the shampoo and go. I don't have to mix anything.
But I just put two glops and then swirl through the middle. Mm-hmm. So quick and easy. Ways. Yep. And they actually make brush cleaner too.
They do. Mm-hmm. But we're just trying to help.
Cheap. Yeah.
We're cheapos.
There's a ton of ways to get around that. Mm-hmm. The next one is an eyeshadow brush. Using your fingertip or those sponge applicators, which I hate those sponge applicators, they're only going to get you so far. So if you want to experiment with smoky looks or any other type of look, you're going to need an eyeshadow brush for proper application.
Yes. And then you'll also need a lip brush because, especially darker colors, the lipsticks can be hard to apply without accidentally getting some over the lip line. One trick to eliminate this is by using a lip liner. However, mm-hmm. it can be costly purchasing lip liners to match all of your lipsticks, which I have noticed.
Or, you know, it's another great way to stop bleeding on dark colors. I actually don't use the lip liner brush for my lipstick. I will put, I'll outline my lips with concealer.
Oh.
Or foundation, and it will stop it from bleeding too.
And what kind of concealer do you use?
I have a, more than I'm comfortable admitting as well.
What kind are you using today?
I have, for around my lips, I have it's like one of the Maybelline stick ones. Like, and looks like a crayon.
That's what I'm using.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Fit Me line, yeah. I think, yeah. But I use that for around my lips and blemishes. Mm-hmm. I don't use it under eye.
Right. You have to be careful what you use under your eye.
Yes.
Or it'll make you look old.
It will. And
the last one.
The very last one on the list is, of course, an eyelash curler, which looks like a torture device.
Yes. But it's awesome.
And it's painless. It really does. If you're doing it right, it doesn't hurt.
And when I was taught to use an eyelash curler, mm-hmm. I was told to do it after you apply mascara. Do not do that. That yeah. breaks your eyelashes. Do it before. Yeah. And both of us are members of the Ipsy.
We are.
Club, I guess is what you call. We don't have to go over our bags. We're fine. But it's a great way to kind of find out what's trending. Try things out. Mm-hmm. You get samples. Like this month we got a lipstick sample, which is kind of more of a spring type color compared to what I typically wear.
And you can take a like when you sign up, you take a
quiz. Right?
Yes. Like about like you what you like to use, what like you like to color wise and stuff like that, so that you can kind of, you know, it's geared towards you. And there's always, I think, like 10 products, and you usually get 4 out of the 10.
4 to 5.
Yeah, depending on the month.
And it's $10 a month. And each month you get a different bag.
So I have more.
It's a reusable bag.
Yeah, I have more than my fair share of cosmetic bags.
Right. And they just started this month. They're starting with like an art series. Like each month the bag is going to be designed by an artist or feature an artist's work.
Well, because each month has a theme.
Right.
So their bag always goes along with that. And I love their bags. Some of them are super cute. Some of them are...
I use them for so much, and especially traveling.
It makes life really, really easy.
Right. So check out Ipsy. It's ipsy.com.
Yep.
And you could put Ashley Gamble or Janet Blair as your referral source.
There you go.
Just because. That would be awesome. And if there is another topic that you want us to touch on, maybe next week or in the future, don't hesitate to reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter or email. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, we like hearing from you guys because it gives us great ideas.
It really does, because we've been doing this for over a year.
Is it? It's been like a year and a half. Yeah.
Wow. So we have those days where we're like, what are we going to talk about?
Yep.
Are we sick of talking about entertainment news? Because I am. I don't care that Miley Cyrus got a tattoo on her lip. I think that's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it, but I already did. But we like fun stuff that you guys can relate to. And I'm sure the guys, if they try to listen to this show, they were like, hell no.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Yes, indeed.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.